Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I am parked with Sister Amen. Tonight we're at a truck stop. Maybe you can hear the loud noises of the trucks around me. I want to bring a teaching audio. Had a long day, good day. And I want to bring a teaching audio today. This has been on my heart for a while. The dangers of devotionals. The dangers of devotionals. I want to talk about this. It comes up quite a bit. People tell us, I read my devotional every day as we street witness out in the streets. And they rely on it and proclaim it as like a major part of their faith. But I want to talk about these devotionals. I'll explain what I believe the average devotional is and why they are not of God. So the scriptures teach us that we're to hide his word, his truth, in our hearts. Psalm 119, 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So we have to know God's word and God's ways and God's truth in order to follow Jesus. Makes sense, doesn't it? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Well, how do we follow him? We don't have him physically in front of us. We follow him by keeping his word and his commands. So we know that it's a good thing from Scripture that we're reading the Word daily, so that's not why devotionals are bad. But there's a danger in how most people are doing it today, and it's really brought on by the churchianity systems and all of these false authors and false teachers. And so I say there is a great danger to devotionals. Now, what do I mean by devotionals? What do I mean? Well, devotionals are normally a very short, brief reading that you do like in the morning, afternoon, or at lunch, or whatever. And it usually is tied to like a curriculum set up by various authors that are most often false teachers or religious groups that are false, like the denominational systems. And it usually comes with their own commentary. So you read like one little verse, and then they give you a half a page commentary about that verse. And what happens is it becomes people's main source of truth. It's where they're getting doctrine from rather than getting it all from Scripture. They're listening to men, they're listening to church systems. And these church systems are teaching them the same thing on Sundays and giving them little tiny bits of God's word, rather than feasting and obeying and studying verse by verse. So it's very dangerous. And these people that use devotionals are convinced that they can read the word for 10 minutes a day, get one verse, get some false teacher that went to some seminary views on it, and that's going to suffice them in the Christian faith. But that just is not true, because we end up seeing a total lack of understanding the gospel, a total lack of truly following Christ, a lack of biblical godly fruit in their life. And I want to discuss that here, why devotionals are so bad. First, I want to talk about, let's understand the best way and the biblical way to read, grasp, and understand God's word. Ready? So let me give you some scripture. So we are told to study the word of God. 1 Thess 4:11, and that ye study and be quiet and do your own business, to work with your own hands as we commanded you. So we're called to study the word of God. Devotionals don't study the word of God. They read one verse and then they listen to man's platitudes and usually, most often, false blather. We're told to meditate on the word of God. Psalm 119, 48. My hands also will I lift up to thee, unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. So meditating is not like the New Age contemplative thing where you chant words over and over. No, meditating is thinking upon it, understanding it, rightly discerning it, trying to find the true meaning to it, meditating on it. Kind of like, here's a good one, cows. Cows have four stomachs. They bite grass, it goes into one stomach. They lay down later and they actually move it up to their mouth and they do what's called ruminating. They re-chew it, put it down into another stomach, and there's four different stomachs where they're constantly processing this food. That's kind of how we have to be with God's word. Ruminate on it is a good way to consider it. Meditate, ruminate on it. How about understand it and rightly divide it? 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we're supposed to understand it and rightly divide it. That has to be done in full context, not a verse at a time, not listening to some man who can't even see pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter, can't see that Sunday is not the Lord's Day, can't see that you can't mingle the things of the world with the so-called body of Christ. You can't just read one verse and get false teachers' commentary in devotionals and understand and rightly divide the word of God. You need the Spirit. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And then the Bible tells us to obey it. And it must be in context for today. We don't keep Torah law today. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. All right, so we're to obey it. You're not doing that in your little devotionals because you're not even reading all the Word of God. You're not understanding the Word of God. So devotionals fall very short of this, and they train people to just look at bits and pieces of God's Word, generally read it out of context, not apply it rightly, not meditate on it, not study the full Word of God, and not then obey it. So that's how we're supposed to study the Word of God. Read it, meditate on it, understand it, rightly divide it, and obey it. Devotionals pretty much tickle your ears, and we'll talk about that. So these are the next reasons. These reasons, I think I have five of them, on why I would tell you devotionals are dangerous. I just gave you the formula for reading God's Word. Now I'm going to tell you why devotionals are dangerous. Number one, devotionals are designed to give you small, tiny pieces of God's Word, which doesn't allow you to see the real big picture and the full meaning and the truth of God's Scripture in its entirety. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Devotionals give you a tiny, minute fraction of God's Word, usually twisted out of context. Number two, most always they are from, written by, organized by false teachers, false authors, and false religious groups. And they don't teach you the truth of God, but they teach you many false doctrines of man. Romans 16:17. Paul says, mark those which cause divisions contrary to the doctrine you've learned and avoid them. That is devotionals. Never seen a fully biblical devotional. Why? We don't study God's Word in using devotionals one verse at a time. We study God's Word in its entirety, and we're led by the Spirit. We'll talk about that. Number three, they are not Holy Spirit-led, but man or woman-led. This is a big one. A lot of women doing devotional books. Women aren't just supposed to be teaching and leading men, and they're also not supposed to be teaching doctrine, per se, to women. And they're definitely not Spirit-led. They're man or woman-led or religious body-led. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who are led by the Spirit, not according to the flesh. So that would be my third reason. Number four, they add man's many thoughts, doctrines, and false philosophies with little tiny bits of Scripture, and they lead people from ever finding the full truth of God. This reminds me of Colossians 2:8. Colossians 2:8, Paul talks about the traditions and philosophies of men that take you far away from what is Christ. Go read Colossians 2:8. We don't want to be following the philosophies of men and traditions of men. Jesus said you worship God in vain, Mark 7, for the traditions of men. And so devotionals don't take you to the Word of God and sound doctrine that saves you, 1 Timothy 4:16. They take you into man-made philosophy, man-made tradition, man-made religion. Number five, they are man-centered or woman-centered and inspirational. And they basically tell you what you want to hear versus what you need to hear. Did you catch that? They tell you what they want, what you want to hear. That's how they sell devotionals. It makes you feel good. They don't tell you what you need to hear. If you want to hear what you need to hear, you don't need a devotional. open the Holy Scriptures and read the Word of God. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, shall be turned away unto fables. I would say to devotionals. So that's my warning to you about devotionals. Again, I've never seen a biblical devotional layout. If you have one, send it to me. I'd love to test it. But it's not the way we study God's Word. The better way to learn God's Word is to ask God, cry out, for ears to hear, eyes to see, then seek all of His truth, verse by verse, especially if you're new in the New Testament, and start to obey it as you understand it, and ask God for more. Cry out for the new heart and the new mind through faith and repentance in Christ and be born from above. You got to walk in holiness and you got to endure. All of this versus twisted, tiny little bites that make you feel good, tickle your ears. They lead to no sound doctrine, very little fruit, very little holiness, not coming out of the world, not coming out of churchianity, not coming out of your flesh. Yeah, that's what they do, devotionals. Then once you cry out to God via the gospel, Christ shed blood, repentance to Him, His resurrection, new life, you need the Spirit to understand God's Word. You got to want to have holiness and obedience and endure. You can be led and taught rightly as you grow. Go read John 16. The Spirit will teach you all truth. And then, if you know holy, godly saints that have a testimony, they've come out of the world, they come out of churchianity, they have sound doctrine, they love the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you see no sin in them, they're a great help as well to study with, get edification from, but not devotionals led by false authors that really want to sell you books and programs, or churches keeping the traditions of men. When it all comes down to it, saints, devotionals are a cutting of corners that never gets you to the biblical, godly, holy life or the gospel that saves your soul. In the end, you risk your soul, and you end up not sanctified, not a holy, obedient child of God, not set on truth to salvation. Salvation leads to truth. Truth leads to salvation. But compromised false converts who just kind of snack here and there on little tidbits that make them feel good versus opening the Word of God, crying out to God, feasting on the whole counsel of God's Word, again, to the saving of your soul, pointing out your sin, your error, your false ways that you must flee from. The transgression of God's law separates you from Him. You got to repent and walk in holiness and obedience to find unity in the things of God, to find the kingdom of God, to eventually make it to the kingdom of heaven. So my goal, my ministry, my website, don'tperish.com, my street preaching, my discipleship with saints I know all over the world, is to feed God's sheep with all of God's truth. So I despise devotionals, as you can tell. Acts 20:27-28, Brother Paul, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God, all of it. That's all of God's Word. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, the body, the ecclesia, which He hath purchased with His own blood. Yeah, that's my goal, not to hold back any of God's Word. So in love, I warn you, devotionals do not properly feed you in the Word. They tickle your ears. They're a little placebo pill. It makes you feel good for a little while during the day. I would encourage you to throw away your devotionals. Get a good translation like a King James, New King James. Learn how to look up Greek and Hebrew words. We'll show you how. Email me. It's easy. Repent of the devotionals. Get in the entire Word of God. Cry out to God with a contrite, humble, meek spirit to want to know His Word. Then begin to seek it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the great command from Jesus Himself. Don't cut corners with devotionals. Christ is so worthy. Don't get compromised in churchianity and their devotionals. They're using lukewarm devotionals, compromised Christianity, ear-teasing, man-pleasing ways to sell you things, to make you their friend, to take your money, but they're not helping you closer to the kingdom of God. Repent and obey the gospel. Christ is coming in flaming fire, 2 Thessalonians 1. For those who don't know God and don't obey the gospel, devotionals will not get you there. Get in the Word of God. Let us know how we can help you. Check out all our resources at don'tperish.com. Verse by verse, ladies' articles, ecclesia gatherings, thousands of teachings, videos, street preaching, if I didn't mention that, teaching audios, witnessing audios, all there to help you in the faith. You won't find a devotional anywhere in sight at don'tperish.com. You will find us promoting the entire Word of God and calling you to repent and obey it in context, in its entirety. Love you all. Thanks for listening. I got to go get some rest. Had a long day. Had a good advocation with brothers on a video call. Going to do it all over tomorrow. Go out and preach the gospel as a noisy truck goes by. We love being out in the world. I might hand out some gospel cards out in front of this truck stop. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.